Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by say your name and your role with the show.
Hey, my name is Mark G. Meadows. I am, I guess I'll call myself the music director and arranger for this Ella Fitzgerald Cabaret.
Yes, it's called First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. It's going to be running at Signature Theater down in Shirlington, Virginia, from January 31st through February 5th. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. You're becoming like a regular on WTOP.
Dude, I like me some WTOP.
And we like you some you and your shows. So, thank you so much for doing this. All right. Well, what's the basic premise here? Is it's not like a narrative play. It's more of a cabaret, right?
It's a cabaret celebrating Ella Fitzgerald's music. She's touched so many lives. She's the Beyoncé of her day, or even bigger than Beyoncé is now. She's broken so many barriers all around the world, and it's time that we just celebrate this amazing Black woman's music. And I can't wait for y'all to hear these arrangements that I poured my heart and soul into.
Exactly. Thanks for
Yeah.
educating the younger listeners and giving a modern day comp. You said, maybe bigger than Beyonce in her day, which it's true. Like, speak to like just how famous. I mean, we're talking back in a time where you were listening to the radio and
Yeah.
maybe some vinyl albums and stuff that you had her on. But just talk about how, I mean, the name Ella Fitzgerald was as ubiquitous as like a Louis Armstrong, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And she welcomed and sang with Louis, and she just collaborated with so many other amazing artists. She toured around the world as a Black woman in Nazi Berlin when nobody who was colored wanted to be in Germany. And she, sang Mack the Knife to an audience that loves that song, and just she was fearless. She went around the world just being her childlike self, and people, if you heard her, you fell in love with her immediately. And everyone from our grandparents' generation to our parents' generation to our generation, you hear that music and it's comforting. It's playful. It's incredible. It's a Black woman. It's all the things that Ella Fitzgerald is.
Well, hang on. I did not know the story about her singing in Nazi Germany. So this was during Hitler's in power. Is this po is this before
I'm not going to get lying.
Owens went over there and made Hitler a mockery?
I'm not going to get lying on my dates, and I want to look it up right now, the exact date. But I know it was during a time when, yes, it was around World War, I think World War II, or post World War II. And yeah, it was a time when you probably would not go there willingly. And she went there, and she's an ambassador. She's a legend in
Wow.
so many different countries. So many different walks of life.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, yeah, talk about as if her legend wasn't big enough. You hear little cool factoids like that and it just
Yeah.
grows even more.
She's
Well,
phenomenal. Yeah.
seriously, I pulled up the list. I think it's 14 Grammys, National Medal of Arts, got the very first inaugural NAACP President's Award, got a Presidential Medal of Freedom from the White House. I mean, it's incredible. Tell me about what sort of songs we're going to hear during this cabaret. I assume it's like different performers, singers come take turns just singing some of her biggest hits.
I've got Rachelle Rice and Ayo, two of DC's most amazing vocalists, coming together to pour their love into these arrangements. You'll hear classics like A Tisket, A Tasket. You'll hear It Don't Mean a Thing. You'll also hear some more since I put together a ballad medley of on top of like a Poinciana, Ahmad Jamal kind of groove singing through. I'm Somebody Nobody Loves, a beautiful ballad that she sings, and singing through the very thought of you and you belong to me. You hear some classics. She loved the Boswell sisters. So you hear some kind of more old school, 1940 sounding beautiful harmony. They scat their faces off on classics like Blue Skies. You'll hear Air Mail Special, which is Ella's, in my opinion, most acrobatic display of virtuosity, where she just scats for what a lot of people, what I feel is that Ella, was a composer. her scat solos that she did, they were her improvising, but they were also melodies. She was always singing melodies and learning new music, and she's exploring in her scatting, but it's also as established, it sounds like a melody. And that's what you'll hear, that, Rochelle and Io have both been studying Ella their entire lives, and especially leading up to the show. And you're just going to hear two people who are already acrobatic in their own rights, show what they can do together, honoring Madam Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned the scatting. Like, do you think that's what I'd love to do a deeper dive into like her, the musicality of her voice, what set her apart, that kind of stuff. And you're the music person, not me. So I want to know, like, is it the scatting? Is it like her, the tone of her voice, or what? Is there a way you could like musically break down what's so smooth and soothing about that voice?
It's so perfect. I mean, like, from a musician standpoint, everything she sings is in pitch, and she does not sing out of, she doesn't sing a thing out of tune. It's easy, it's free, it's childlike, it's fun, it's got emotion. It's the most, I mean, in terms of the notes she's singing, horn players transcribe Ella Fitzgerald because of how incredibly she covers what we call the changes, the chords. And jazz improvisation, you got a one chord, a six chord, a two minor two chord, a five chord, and how she connects those chords with her improv, with her solo, rhythmically, melodically, motivically, doing quotes from all these different nursery rhymes, and all, like I said, melodies just flow through her. And so when she's scatting, it's all of what music is in everything that's coming out of her. It's perfect. It's perfect without seeming mechanic at the same time. It's like perfect and organic, you know?
Thanks for breaking it down in a way better way than I ever could have. That's gonna be a gold soundbite for the radio. So thank you.
Hey, man, Mark G. Meadows, y'all. Martin, no, I'm kidding.
Marty
Ella.
Meadows,
Ella
everybody.
Fitzgerald. That's what
I'll
you
be
need to
here all
remember.
week. How do you, seriously though, but as Mark G. Meadows, how do you go about choosing the songs? You mentioned, the ones that are going to be performed in the cabaret, but like the songbook is so deep and it's all interwoven. It's like the Great American Songbook now. Like, Dream a Little Dream of Me. Does that make an appearance? Or, you know what I mean? Like, you had to make some hard cuts, I'm sure.
There were so there's a show that I was that I work I'm currently working on. It's an Ella Fitzgerald musical written by Anna Deavere Smith,
Oh, wow.
and we workshopped it in New York. It is amazing. It's going to be amazing. I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't want to spill any beans, but the
Give us a bean. Give
arrangements,
us one bean.
give you a bean. I can't I'm no, you gotta wait. You gotta wait for beans.
The fact that you're mentioning it now is a semi bean. So.
The bean will be these arrangements, and
Yeah.
I worked on these arrangements for that show, and I've definitely rearranged them in a way where it's the focus is more on the music. The show that I worked on is more of a play with music.
Cool.
This though is music with music, and it's more about, we elongated some of the forms. I allowed some more improvisation from Brent Burkhead, who's an incredible alto saxophone player. He plays many different horns. I love him on alto most, I'll say. But he's just kind of allowing for more freedom within the songs, and really just focusing on the music. So to answer your question, we chose them for the show, and I, didn't use every song from the show, but I used what I think would give the best performance in a cabaret setting.
Awesome. It's going to be so exciting. And another before we run, another fun fact is I believe Ella Fitzgerald was born in right down the road in Newport News, Virginia. I know,
She
I mean,
sure was.
I know her fan, I guess the fan, her mom and the family moved to Yonkers, I think it was. And then, of course, she would become so known for singing in that Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. And, I guess like you
Look
think
at
of New.
you see, you know some stuff, man.
Well, just hopping on and doing a little research before we hop on
Yeah.
here. But
Beautiful.
I got to drop some beans too. But yeah, mostly known for, yeah, I always think of New York City, but I'm of course touring the world, but just talk about, I guess, in closing, how, born in Virginia and now full circle here for a cabaret in Virginia.
Hey, it sounds pretty fitting to me.
Awesome. Well, I guess before we go, I always like to end, pretend I'm not even here, talk directly to our listeners and say, hey, DC, DMV, come on out, you're gonna have a good time.
DC, DMV, whoever's in town, if you can, the show is sold out. They might be, I might spill some beans. They might be adding something, where you might be able to get some tickets. But if you can see the show, see it. And if you can't, put Ella on repeat and enjoy your day.
It'll make your day that much better for
It'll
sure.
make your day that much sweeter. And then, also play some Mark G. Meadows, Rachelle Rice, and Io too. Support the people that Ella has influenced. Support the people that will continue on her legacy.
Yes, she didn't pave the way for others for nothing. Support the present day folks
Come
too.
on,
Come
that's
on.
it.
Awesome. Mark, thanks so much. It's great. And keep us posted. We'll follow back up about the Anna Deavere Smith thing too. That'll be awesome.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, man.
Oh, happy Martin Luther King Day to you too as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bro. Peace.
See you, man.